Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was wide awake at 3:45.
Makes sense.
And I was like, I need to pee. Got up, went pee, and I was like, I need some cereal. So I had a... I don't know why I think that it's better for me to put cereal in a cup.
Because then that way you're not mindlessly eating it out of the box.
But it's I don't put it in a bowl.
Oh, well, because a cup's smaller.
I mean, but I filled the Red Solo cup to the top.
Oh, it was Red Solo cup?
I was pouring it in, and when it was getting too full, I just didn't stop. Cheerios. They're these cinnamon Cheerios. I had bought cinnamon Cheerios and apple cinnamon Cheerios.
I don't like Cheerios.
They're so good.
I'm not a big cereal eater.
No, you're not. Uh-uh. And you were a dry cereal eater.
Yeah. Just moist.
Ew. Oy. So oy.
My headphones aren't reaching me.
Are they not? We have an extender. Oh, remember that one we got?
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Okay, well.
We'll get it.
Anyway, hi guys. Welcome to Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina.
Welcome back for
another
one.
We are finally together.
We are.
Makes it so much better.
Gina has a story. She's gonna start it off about, she has a ghost story.
Do you want to just start with it?
Go for it.
Okay. Colby, pay attention. Okay. So last time when Brooke was here, it was about close to a month ago. Every time we're about to go to bed, we just, you know, like to hunker in and watch a little TV before bed. And my TV had stopped working. We couldn't figure it out. I'm very technically challenged. So Brooke even looked at it and was like, no, it's definitely broken.
So it wasn't working.
It wasn't working. By the time, wouldn't even turn on.
Yeah, for over a month.
For over a month. So I was getting used to just not having a TV in my room. And I thought, well, maybe I just won't have one. Because I was sleeping a little better. I wasn't just mindlessly watching TV until super late.
Yeah.
So this last Monday night, I go to bed. I have this dream, and it's this weird dream where Ruby, my youngest, and I are living in this house with this weird guy, but we live in this room, and we know that he's a creep and trying to get into our room, and we keep... I can't remember the whole dream, but so the whole point is that we're kind of like barricading the doors and checking the windows and stuff so that he doesn't get in. And then we get in bed and then we hear the TV come on. So we know that he's been in the room. So that's the dream. And we're trying to, I don't know, I can't remember the rest of it. So I wake up and it's 3 a.m. And I was like, wow, that dream was really weird, kind of freaking out.
The witching hour.
Yeah, it is the witching hour, 3:33. So then I go, wow, you know, it was kind of scary. So I fall back asleep. I wake up at 5 a.m. and my TV set is on.
And playing a show.
And it took me a second, like, what the fuck? Why is my TV on? And I'm freaking out. It gave me chills last night telling Courtney about it. And so I'm looking around for the remotes because you know, it's not like I rolled over on him. I hadn't used the TV in a month. So I find the remote and I turn it off really quick and I'm laying there like, what the fuck? How did that happen? So I finally fall asleep again. I wake up in the morning and I'm thinking, was that another dream? And I turn my TV set on and it has been working ever since. What?
And this is not her first encounter with.
I think I've told my other ghost stories.
I think you have.
I think I have. But I had a ghost at my other house. But it was so bizarre. So I go in, Ruby was having surgery that morning, and I go in, her boyfriend is over, and I'm telling them the story. And her boyfriend looks at me and goes, "Whoa, you have a spiritual mechanic." I was like,
"Electrician?
What? What?" So bizarre. So yeah, but it was a helpful ghost.
Yeah.
At least this one wasn't sitting on my chest.
It's like the ghost
scaring the shit out of me.
The ghost.
Or laying in bed with me like the last one.
Yeah. The ghost, like on, you know, in the ghost, his spirit world, like, had also been looking for a remote for the TV for so long and finally found it. Like, remember how Kyle was talking about a universal remote?
Right.
He's like, "Do you have a universal remote?" And you're like, "No." And he's like, "Oh, because if you have one of those, you can mess with people."
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, who would be messing with me?
It's like your ghost has a universal remote.
Yeah, so it's really bizarre. A little creepy, but also very helpful. So I appreciate this ghost. What did you say? What was your reasoning?
I said, because Gina started to think like she was going to, you know, maybe instead of fixing her TV or putting, you know, getting a new one or whatever, she would just have better sleep hygiene, which is having her bedroom be like the place where she goes to
electronics
bed.
Free.
Yeah. It's like, it's one of those things where
that's what they say you're supposed to do.
Yeah. Like you watch TV in the living room. And then when you go, it's like the whole act of going to your bedroom, getting ready for bed. It's like your body and your mind knows that what you're going to do next is like relax and go to sleep.
Right.
And as she starts like saying, you know, maybe I don't even need one and I'll just like, you know, read a book or just go to bed. That ghost was like, mm-mm.
Gina, don't kid yourself. That's not your life.
Your spiritual electrician was like, nah. I don't want you to
keep your bad habits.
Yeah, no, watch. Selfishly, he's like, he's in your room watching TV with you at night.
It's just porn comes on. But it's a horny ghost.
You have a horny ghost?
I have a horny ghost. No, it wasn't porn. Gosh. I don't remember what it was. I was so scared. I wasn't watching it. I wasn't like, what's this? What did he pick out for me?
It was probably Below Deck. Isn't that show you watch?
Yeah. All the shitty Bravo shows.
Yeah, it was just Bravo.
Oh, I love watching Bravo. It's my guilty pleasure.
She does.
I always say because it makes me feel better about myself.
You'll like have it on.
I'm not really watching
it. You don't really watch it. You just listen to it.
I do.
I'll come over and that's what she's watching. I'm like, what the fuck are you watching?
You know what it is? I watch those women in like the Real Housewives and all that. And I think, God, they're such shitty friends. They're all like, I mean, I shouldn't say they're all shitty. It's not like I know them, but from what they're portraying, they're just like their girl friendships are so shitty. They're just so mean to each other and catty.
Well, it's almost like they never really were friends, you know? Because they
maybe
started,
they're just cast together.
Dude, they yeah.
Well, no, some of them are actually related.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they have a Real Housewives
of Utah.
Utah.
Yeah, or Salt Lake City. I watched that
Salt
one.
Salt Lake City.
Yeah, it was interesting.
I have not watched it and don't plan on watching it, but I just kept thinking to myself, like, how do they, like, did they hold like a...
Cast them.
Yeah, did they hold like a...
I think they do. Yeah. They do like a casting call. They do. People would always...
They'd have to.
They'd be like, "You guys need to do like a Real Housewives of Scotts Valley." My girlfriends and I was like, "We're not mean enough."
Yeah.
"We're not mean to each other. We actually trust each other."
They like try to and they're like, "Actually, no, we're going to bag it. We're going to move to a..." "We're going to move this just, you know, back to Orange County."
Right. Right. Well, and they're so materialistic and yeah, it's... Yeah, I probably shouldn't watch it, but I love it.
Well, and it wouldn't really work.
It's like watching a train wreck.
Yeah.
Not that I'm not wanting to watch a train wreck.
Yeah, no.
But it's just a saying.
But if you did, you wouldn't be able to look away.
Oh, right.
Hypothetically speaking, you'd be like,
"What the fuck's happening?"
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So anyway, that's my ghost. I'm hoping if anything else breaks, he'll fix it.
Fix it. Hello? Hello? Excuse me?
Hello? Anyone out there?
I'm just going to walk out of the house. And if you so happen to walk by my garbage disposal,
feel free.
Feel free to check on it. I felt like I wanted to.
I was going to say something. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you go.
Well, no, I was just thinking about our sixth sense of humor.
Yeah.
How I was having Brooke use my petty egg. Because our heels, I'm sure people out there can relate to this.
It's dry.
Your heels get dry and they start to crack. So
yeah,
I was noticing that Brooke's heels looked like they were really dry. Yeah, so I was having her use
one more than the other.
Yeah. And so I was having her use, it's like this petty egg thing. It just scrapes all the skin, but it holds it in this little egg thing.
Yeah, and then you dump it in the
trash. So I was like, hey, just use this and just scrub it. But what comes out, it looks like gray powder.
Uh-huh.
It's disgusting. Well, first I empty it and I go, look, this is what it looks like. And she goes, oh, that's what it's going to look like when I cremate you. So of course then we go on these tangents and we're thinking about it. We're like, what'd you say? You're like, you know what we could do?
Oh,
I was like, we were thinking of all the things we could do with our skin dust.
Yeah, like to people that are shitty.
What was some of the things you were gonna do?
You could put it into capsules and give it to people and make them think they're gonna take a dose of mushrooms.
Right. We could dose them with our
heel skin. You guys are disgusting.
What the this is fuck just how are you guys talking work. About?
We also said you could.
You're like, we could put it in a drink.
I said you could walk by someone and just
blow it in their face.
Blow it in their face and then like walk away like you were doing like voodoo.
Put a spell on them. You could sprinkle it on their pillow.
So gross. You could be like, oh, who's that? That chef. And like, bam.
Oh, Salt Bae? Salt Bae?
No, not Salt Bae. I think more like a...
I was thinking the guy that sprinkles shit.
Emerald.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Bam.
Bam. Mostly all disgusting things. We actually wouldn't do any of these things.
No, like,
we need to make
not.
That very clear.
But it's fun to think about.
Yeah. Also, just to reiterate, if you listen to our last podcast when I was like literally spiraling, just because we don't need anyone to get confused... what we were talking about is just the idea that on all things, we just need to always get a bunch of information so we can better understand situations.
Yeah. You should explain that better.
Did that make sense?
For those that hadn't listened maybe to the last one.
Oh, okay. We were talking about Seaspiracy, which is a documentary that we watched. Which I've already had a friend of mine, and he's actually the one who recommended I watch it. He sent me an article. I'm going to pull it up. So Seaspiracy is basically talking about the commercial fishing and how it's like...
Well, it's backed by big business. It's not, you know, it's not at the forefront of like what's really wrong with our oceans,
yeah,
blah,
it's
blah,
just,
blah.
It's just saying that there's such a bigger issue in terms of our planet and like the oceans... Aside from like human garbage,
waste.
Right?
Human
and
waste,
it's
poop.
Human waste, which yeah, in some
garbage,
places,
yeah.
And it's talking about that, and you know there are comments and claims from people that are in the documentary, kind of saying like even if people stopped having any sort of trash be in the ocean, that we would still be we'd still be in big trouble because. There's a lot of issues in terms of garbage waste that's coming off of fishing boats. Anyways, it's a really...
And all the fish that are being...
Yeah, and fish.
And trenching and all that.
And obviously, you know, you could say, oh, well, none of that, all that information was skewed or false or... And that's kind of the case with, I think, almost any documentary. Some people that really... don't want to believe that what is being said they immediately would just deny it.
Nah.
I do agree with the fact that with some films, documentaries, could even be articles that are written, whatever, depending on who wrote it or how they wrote it, could favor their own opinion. Mm-hmm. And you, I mean, because we even learn about that in school. I mean, I remember learning about that when I was really young, even like going to church and listening to people teach in church. And at a very young age, I understood the fact that like, it'd be very hard for someone who's a teacher in whatever field, if they have a strong feeling, opinion, everything about something, it could be hard for them unknowingly to teach an unbiased, like give unbiased information if they genuinely believe one way or the other. It could be very hard and subconsciously, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? So I understand all that. I'm just saying that that documentary just showcased reality that would be really hard to deny that a lot of those things are happening.
That it's a problem, right?
Because you're seeing video of stuff. It was a hard reality. And then in terms of that, moving forward, my point when bringing up like vaccines.
Just vaccines.
Like not just like trying to talk about like the COVID vaccine, just vaccines, like things that are being promoted to all of us, you know, from our higher ups, like from the government and things like that. It's just hard to trust.
It's hard to decipher.
People. It's hard to decipher
what's really happening
because there's just so much, you know, we go through. It's not just now. It's stuff that our parents.
We weren't saying we're anti-vax.
No, that's not what we're saying at all.
No,
just saying it was more like I have trust issues with people in power that have a lot of power
and money
and money. And
what the motivation is.
And motivation. And you kind of, if you're in a situation where you don't really have, you start not having a choice. You know what I mean? Like it's hard to decipher information.
Yeah.
And I think that's how all of us probably.
And that's
feel.
All we were saying is we were not giving any advice as to what you should do.
No.
Because we're trying to figure it out ourselves. That's all.
Yeah, there was this article from Hakai Magazine, which I think is from somewhere in Canada. Hakai. And he sent this to me. And the title is, Seaspiracy Harms More Than It Educates. And I was like, I don't know. You know, one thing I liked about how they did the documentary was the guy was just genuinely interested in like what more he could do to help. And he just kept discovering new stuff.
Right.
That like, I mean, at was least hard it seemed to that handle. Way. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
But again, but that's our point too, is that now this person sends you this, it's worth reading just to see what it's saying. And then you come to your own opinion based on what you've seen from both sides.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all we're saying.
Yeah.
That's it, guys. Anyway.
It's really just like we all just need to, I don't know, man. Constant battle. Anyways, just wanted to, you know, clarify because I feel like some people, I'm guilty of this too. If sometimes you hear in, you know, you see in a movie or you hear on the radio.
On the internet.
You hear certain things will stand out to you more than other things. And then you get stuck only hearing the things that like.
Triggered you rather than listening to the entire something in its entirety.
Yes.
Yes.
And we don't want you guys to be triggered, if anything. This podcast and conversations that Gina and I have, we're just talking. We don't claim to know. We're not specialists. You know,
we're far from it.
We're actually just like most of you. And also, that's why we have asked you guys, like, send us information.
Yeah, we're just verbally spinning our wheels.
You also question.
Right.
You know, questions you have. Because the more we hear all kinds of questions or new ways to approach a problem or a question or like a new view on it, that's how we can kind of start to get to know, like have a better view of the whole thing from all angles versus just like the one we're kind of stuck in, because that's the way our brain is programmed. We got to try and, you know, be able to see it and understand it in different ways. Mm-hmm. Even if we don't like what we learn. restroom. Okay, all right. Topic today.
I'm like, what is our topic today?
Oh, I told you. I told you.
You did?
About Khloe Kardashian.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I don't know. We have so many conversations. I forgot.
I know.
That's what we're going to talk
about. If you guys are not familiar, and some of you are like, probably, you know, I'm making an assumption.
Why are we talking about the Kardashians?
Yeah, what? I did not
I've watched like two episodes, I think, my whole life.
I did not come here to have a conversation about Khloe Kardashian.
Well, it speaks to something
Devin had
bigger.
Sent me this, it's a post from this girl's page on Instagram. And she first was sending it because she was saying, her name is Georgia. It's Georgia.Clark, C-L-A-R-K-E. And she was saying, this could be someone fun to have on the podcast as a guest, you know, very similar to Danae Mercer. And she's a blogger. All things fashion and self-love. And she just had this post, and it was about Khloe Kardashian. And I'm going to read the post to you. So it's a picture of Khloe, unedited, untouched up, just a snapshot. She's in a really cute swimsuit, and she's like sitting by a pool outside, and she's smiling, smirking. It says, "The devil works hard, but the Kardashians are working harder to remove this pic of Khloe from the internet that is perfectly fine, just not edited beyond recognition." And you swipe over. Sorry.
And it's not a bad picture.
No. You swipe. The only thing about it is it's not.
She's not posed.
It's not. It hasn't been edited to be perceived as what they themselves and a lot of people in the world
view as perfect.
As perfect and right. ideal. But right. in reality, we all know what is seen as perfect and ideal is only possible on a computer screen and in Photoshop. So it says, well, and actually there are a lot of outliers out there. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful women that look Photoshopped in real life. But also too, as they get older, that's just not, you know, we all age. We have, and this is.
That's going to go.
This is a message to, I don't know who it went to, but it's from Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian West. And it says, "We have an unfortunate situation where a doctored stolen photo was taken of Khloe that is in the worst lighting and is a copyright infringement due to it being stolen and posted from a fake account of my grandma's." That's weird. "Do you mind deleting that last post? Thank you so much." And whoever this was wrote back and said, "Hi, Kim, I delete immediately." And then you swipe again and there's another picture of Khloe from her Instagram. And she's in a swimsuit and she's laying down in the sun. The lighting is beautiful. And
sucking her tummy in.
Yeah, she's posed. Yeah. And she does look, it does look different, her body, than the other photo. But again, if we've learned anything from looking at Danae or also this Georgie Clark, she has a bunch of photos she's taking too where she's like, this is what influencers do to take this photo, and then she takes a picture of her. It's like sitting on a table, and then the picture next to it is what it really looks like to sit on a table.
Yeah, and it's right? just like your butt squished with some cellulite on it.
Yeah. So we've learned that you can, in fact, pose. I mean, I've yet to figure out how to do any of those voodoo poses for my own body, but you can do it. And then I saw another thing where like you use the grain effect, like all influencers use the grain effect on their photos, and it's naturally, if you use it subtly, it smooths your skin out. I had no idea.
I need to do that.
So all this, and then she writes in the bottom, it says, "Just seen this on at Betches story, and wow, this breaks my heart because this is what is so wrong with social media. Khloe looks absolutely gorgeous in this photo. She's happy in that moment, and that's what's so beautiful about the image. Allegedly, one of the assistants took the image and uploaded it by mistake without editing. And the image now being hunted down and anyone who has it is being threatened with legal action."
That's insane to me.
"But the need to constantly control, edit, and adapt the images that the public see of the Kardashians has gone too far. This is proof that Khloe is a human being. She's a woman in a bikini smiling and there's nothing in this photo and that she should be ashamed of. The fact that they're trying to kill quotations The picture just goes to show that majority of what you see celebrities post are edited and airbrushed photos. This is exactly the reason why you can't compare yourself to celebs. You are seeing all the highlights, never ever the images or videos they don't want you to see. And often that's all within their control on social media. So this is a good reminder that not everything you see on here is real. Chloe is gorgeous, and this photo of her makes me relate to her. That's what is lovely about it. It shouldn't be removed. It should be celebrated that she looks like a real person.
Well, and that's true, but I also agree with the fact that I don't agree with them going after people to take it down and mm-hmm. to kill it. But I mean, I don't post a lot anyway, but I'm not going to post myself first thing in the morning.
Well, no.
I mean, I'm going to pick and choose what I feel comfortable in how I look.
Yeah, but you don't.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, that's true.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, for me, I understand somebody going, oh man, I wish that picture wasn't out there. That happens to me all the time.
Same.
Why? You know, you take a picture with somebody, I'm like, oh no, you get tagged in something. And you're like, oh God, I look horrible. Yes. I'm not going to be like, take that down. I'm like, well, that was me right then.
Dude, that's what I say all the time. I'm like, well, that's what I looked like.
That's what I looked like.
And I mean, that's unfortunate, what I
looked like. But that was me at the time.
Could have better lighting,
right.
But out of my control.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like we talked about with Danae. Okay, so I actually want to see if I can pull it up. I had seen something where Chloe on her Instagram. I've actually never gone to her Instagram page. I'm going to do it right now. I don't even know if I think I spelled her name. Okay. She posted a video. Oh, just some weird music. So she took a video of herself in the bathroom. And again, in the gym. And oh, here we go. Hey guys, this is me and my body, unretouched and unfiltered. The photo that was posted this week is beautiful, but as someone who has struggled with body image her whole life, when someone takes a photo of you that isn't flattering in bad lighting or doesn't capture your body the way it is after working so hard to get it to this point and then shares it to the world, you should have every right to ask for it to not be shared, regardless of who you are. In truth, the pressure, constant ridicule and judgment my entire life to be perfect and to meet other standards of how I should look has been too much to bear. Chloe is the fat sister. Chloe is the ugly sister. Her dad must not be her real dad because she looks so different. The only way she could have lost the weight must have been from surgery. Should I go on? Oh, but who cares how she feels because she grew up in a life of privilege. She's also on a reality show, so she signed up for all of this. I'm of course not asking for sympathy, but I am asking to be acknowledged for being human. I'm not perfect, but I promise you that I try every day to live my life as honestly as possible and with empathy and kindness. It doesn't mean that I have not made mistakes, but I'm not going to lie. It's almost unbearable trying to live up to the impossible standards that the public have all set for me. For over a decade now, in photos, every single flaw and imperfection has been microanalyzed and made fun of to the smallest detail. And I'm reminded of them every day by the world. And when I take that criticism to use as motivation to get myself into the best shape of my life and to even help others with the same struggles, I am told I couldn't have it. I couldn't have done it through hard work, and I must have paid for it all. You never quite get used to being judged and pulled apart and told how unattractive one is, but I will say, if you hear anything enough, then you start to believe it. This is an example of how I have been conditioned to feel, that I am not beautiful enough just being me. I love a good filter, good lighting, and an edit here and there, the same way I throw on some makeup, get my nails done, or wear a pair of heels to present myself to the world the way I want to be seen, and it's exactly what I will continue to do unapologetically. My body, my image, and how I choose to look and what I want to share is my choice. It's not for anyone to decide or judge what is acceptable or not anymore. For those else who feel the constant pressure of not ever feeling perfect enough, I want you to know I see you and I understand. Every day I'm told by my family and friends who love me that I am beautiful, but I know that it needs to be believed from within. We are all unique and perfect in our own way, whichever way one chooses to be seen. I have realized that we cannot continue to live life trying to fit into the perfect mold of what others have set for us. Just do you and make sure your heart is happy. That's from Chloe. And that's extremely, that's definitely extremely relatable. Not relatable, sorry. Understandable. Because do I think that ha 100% the Kardashians have so much money, and we understand in like going to get like laser treatment, skincare, yeah, Botox,
they have a lot of resources,
tons of resources, mm-hmm. and I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah,
I do think that she's had obviously some help, but a lot of people do get help. Like we go and see April, we get our lasers done, trying to keep our skin nice, you know, things like that. And it just might look different for different people because resources.
Right.
But for sure, she's always been promoted as like the fat one or
less
like
attractive.
She's definitely been dealing with like constant negative or people comparing her to her sisters their whole, all these years that they became super popular.
Yeah.
Which blows.
Yeah, no.
But also, it's definitely had some perks. Human,
for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, why when people will tell me, oh, you look so great for your age. I'm like, Botox.
Yeah.
Botox and filler. And I say that, and sometimes people say, why do you say that? Why do you tell people? Why do you tell people? Or, you know, your hair looks great. I'm like, great. It's not mine.
I know. I'm like, I bought it.
Yeah, I bought it. Because I think it's important to, because I think as, you know, people, we compare ourselves to other people, mm-hmm. and I don't want it to ever seem like, yeah, this is just natural. I was just, yeah, I was, you know, God just blessed me with, no, I paid for it.
Yeah. God was playing a joke on me when he put hair on my head.
Stupid.
It's like, give this one a mullet.
But yeah, so yeah, I mean,
yeah. And, where she's saying, you know, after you, and this is true. It's like, I've talked about it. I don't know if we've had this conversation on here or it's just been a while since we've done like a self, like a,
self-love
sort of podcast. But you can only, after so long of just constantly having trolls just troll you, it is hard. It's hard to not start either not necessarily believing the things they're saying, but almost when you are having an off day or feeling a little bit kind of, you know, cruddy about yourself, to not see what they're saying they see. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you it's just, it can be exhausting. Just constantly having like your self-esteem, like basically battling
to
off.
To be picked apart by your physical appearance.
Constantly.
Right.
And then to have to like try to find a good in between where you can, you know, have a product of yourself that you feel good about without, and like, and in some cases, depending on, it's like the more popular you are, dude, it's like a double-edged sword. It's like,
yeah.
And it sucks. So much good for you comes from it, and just so much bad.
Well, I think the more beautiful that people, like, the more that you're told how beautiful you are, the more you believe that you're supposed to be that beautiful all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think too, it's just, I've said this before, we've just become a society. I mean, it's always been like this, but with social media and everything, that is so focused on our looks, our outward appearance.
Yep.
And that's
celebrated for it, but also not just celebrated for it, but now paid for it.
Right.
You know, it's like your success rate or your level of success or like your perceived success is based off of that now because everything is all about Insta-fame, influencers, and social media. Ugh. And it's like, and we're not going to be going backwards.
Oh no.
So I just like wonder what it's going to be like as we move forward.
I don't want to think about it.
Better be more funny.
I don't want to think about it.
Be more funny.
Yeah, it's really, it's sad. I mean, I think about it because we are so focused on that, on the outward appearance, but I also am the same way.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I don't want to go out if I think I look terrible. And I have to ask myself why, like why? I'm just going to be hanging out with people that I love. They know what I look like. Why do I care so much about that?
Well, I think that there's a level of it that's, there's a difference. I mean, it's not like a huge difference, but try and follow me here.
Are you going to go on one of those?
No, but sometimes okay. It's like, it's one of those moments where I know what I want to say, but it's hard for me to write, like pick the right words to mm-hmm. explain it.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I think it's completely fine for someone to care about how they look. I do. I think that
doesn't make you a bad person or shallow.
Too much of anything
right.
can be bad for you. Just like if you care too much and you start going to too many great lengths to make sure you maintain something, you might end up hurting yourself, whether you like, you know, you have a bunch of surgeries and it's really bad, or whether you're just deteriorating your worth, your self-worth, and it's mm-hmm. just killing you emotionally and mentally. Like it can be bad. I do think that like that, you said, you know, if I like don't look great, but I don't want to go out with my friends because I want to make sure. I think there's a part of it that's just like, you want to feel good about how you look and feel, and like the clothes you're wearing and how your hair is done, you know?
Right.
But then there's another part where it's like, well, and you want people to see you the way that you, like in the way that you feel good when you have gotten ready to that point.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think there are people that care more about how they're perceived than how they feel. And mm-hmm. then how they feel is based on, and that's what-
How
they're being perceived. Right. If they are accepted.
Right.
You know? It's
like a hamster wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that that version of it is what things are really, like where we are in society.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, I can't remember who I was having the conversation with, maybe even been with Colby. We were talking about like, you know, Instagram and social media. Or maybe it was a video I saw, but it was talking about, no, it was a video. It was a TikTok, and it was this woman, and she's, you know, probably like in her 30s, and she's laughing. And she said, you know, because there's all of these, you know, Gen Z? Is that what they call the kids?
I don't even know what I am. Gen Z? Okay.
I'm a millennial.
I don't know what I am.
They're always like giving millennials shit. Right? Like, oh, middle part, side parts out. You guys can't wear skinny jeans.
It's really?
Like, seriously. This is a real thing. So then you have like millennial.
Side part is out.
Yeah. You can't wear.
I'm like, out then. I've been out for a while.
And it's like millennials on TikTok.
It's going to come back. Okay.
Millennials on TikTok are like, you know, giving like Gen Z shit. But then also to this woman says that she had commented something that she was saying about Gen Z, and this girl had commented back to her and was like, thought that she was really affected, like being too sensitive. And she was saying, dude, none of us care. She goes, we literally lived through all of these stages. Like, we really don't care what Gen Z thinks. Like, right. We really don't care. It's just, we're only on here, you know, just making fun of shit, or because we're bored at home. Like that. And she said, you know, she had a realization that a lot of these younger generations are, they're growing up where they can't, like, they think that everything online is genuine.
Right.
You know, and the same thing too. It's like they're growing up in a world where they're learning that they need likes.
Right.
And they need people to like comment on them, and that they're just learning
for their self-worth. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. that's like a,
it's,
It's fucked up.
So fucked.
It's fucked up. I just love that they're having conversations about whether or not a side part is cool or not.
Seriously. I've seen
how stupid. I've seen how stupid has our society become.
I saw this
so
one.
Dumb.
I saw this one of this woman, and she's like, "Well, I finally, you know, I bought myself a pair of the, like, the hip jeans, and it's like mom jeans that are super high waisted, jeans that are for sure like 100% cotton." And she walks out, and she's walking into frame because, you know, she had to get rid of her skinny jeans, and she walks into frame and just turns front and has a. It just has a camel toe, just a jean toe, and she's like, "Is this what you want? This is cool.
This is it."
And what's so crazy is like, most young girls that I've seen in this look, mm-hmm. like the jean, like, you know, I mean, this look doesn't work for me because I don't have hips. I mean, everyone has hips. I don't have like a lot of
curve.
I'm hot dog bod. And same. So even if I usually buy pants, and if I need, I'll get them. Like, they'll be mom fit or like boyfriend fit or whatever. And I want these like comfortable jeans. But if I get them to fit my legs, they're huge around my waist. I can't, it's like,
yeah,
I just can't fit in those pants. But I'm like, I've seen so many girls like out and about just rocking a toe, rocking a camel toe in their jeans, like a jean toe. And I'm just thinking like,
huh.
Is that comfortable? And then also I'm thinking like,
are you getting a yeast infection?
Yeah. In fact, I think that's what one of the comments were that she had written. Yeah. But like, I was like,
well,
that's...
And some of it looks cute. I'll tell you why I don't do it. Because I already did it. I'm that old.
Yeah.
I'm that old. That's the shit that I wore in the 90s. Yep. I have like old pictures of me in a crop top and freaking mom jeans.
Dude, there's
the high-waisted mom
there's
jeans.
There's another one on there.
Doc Martens wore all that shit.
This chick was like, we don't give a shit what you think.
You didn't come up with this.
And she's like, in matter of fact, you're at the thrift store buying all of my old clothes.
right.
Yeah. Those were mine.
I know. Yeah.
Oh my God.
No, I mean, Ruby will wear that and super cute
on her.
She
looks adorable, but she also has a body frame that nothing could ever look bad.
I mean, I'm just saying, it's not about, it's just funny because all these styles, it's like when the 80s shit came back and all of that. It's like, I've worn that before. I don't want to wear that again.
Hey, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I just remember... like when I was growing up mm-hmm. and styles were kind of changing.
Yeah.
You know, like my mom would comment on like, oh my God, like I remember when flare pants were coming in.
Bell bottoms.
Okay, bell bottoms.
Yeah.
And my mom had bought some and for us, you know, and we would, and also you had like straight leg.
Mm-hmm.
And then when skinny jeans were coming in, right? And it was like, oh, I don't know about skinny jeans. And then dude, floods?
Right.
Right? Or like capris?
Dude, I had so many capris. Yes.
Okay. But my point is like, I just remember these things like coming back into style or like going out and like me and my sisters like really being torn on like trying the skinny jeans out or like,
right,
you know, throwing away our capris and like not, it was, you were just torn. And my mom always like laughing like, oh, you know, I used to wear those. And you know, I never pegged my jeans. Like my sisters for sure pegged their jeans. I mean, actually I may have, but my mom would have for sure done it for me. I did wear socks and sandals. Yeah.
I remember in, God, was it the early 80s and that it was a movie that came out. It was called Breakin'. It was when break dancing was super cool.
Ooh.
And I don't know why, but we would wear bandanas. You would roll the bandana and you would like tie it around your leg.
Oh, I remember seeing that.
Tie it around your wrist.
Yeah.
I think I have an old picture somewhere. I think I have like four different bandanas on.
I remember that.
Somewhere.
Dude, I remember.
Like hot pink.
I remember when I like played softball.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool to wear a visor.
Oh, uh-huh.
But you'd put your hair up into like a top, like messy bun sort of, and you'd wear your visor upside down backwards. I'm not kidding.
Seems like it's really working for you that way.
I think that I only tried
shading your face at all.
I only tried to do it a couple of times, but it never really worked for me. But I had girlfriends that did it all the time, and I thought they looked so like sporty and cute.
Yeah, and now they're all doing Botox because they weren't shading their faces.
Yes.
No, I'm just kidding.
Anyways, to my question. What my question is, has there ever been a time, like you growing up, mm-hmm. when styles are changing, mm-hmm. where the younger kids just bagged on the older people? You know, because that's what's so crazy to me is you have all these kids that are just like,
really.
Oh, Karen. And it's like, okay, side parts are out. You're not cool. Oh, you still wear skinny jeans? Like, go to the old folks home or whatever they say. I'm like, I don't even know how to trash talk. But I've just never.
I don't even know how to trash talk
like,
anymore.
I don't.
You're probably not even using the correct words.
I'm not.
Yeah.
But I just was thinking, I was like, I never one time, like just thinking about like as I mean, times are changing. And obviously social media when I was really young wasn't around. And then when I was in like middle school, we had like, you know, you had like AOL chat. And you also had like MSN Messenger. And then we had. You know,
don't look at me.
MySpace, top five.
They were just getting computers when I was younger.
But like, I never like bagged on like what my older siblings or my parents were wearing or how they were styling themselves because of what was cool, considered cool, and they weren't doing it.
I mean, we kind of bagged on my mom because we thought she was frumpy.
I mean, but yeah.
Yeah. She loved wearing like those little House on the Prairie dresses and stuff. Remember what were they? It was called gunny sacks.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, gunny sacks. We were all dressed in, you know, like the high neck collars. I think she just wanted to live in the Victorian times or something.
Yeah.
But no, I mean there would be kids on the playground that, you know, would make fun of other people's clothes or something because girls are mean.
Yeah.
But no, nothing like a generational thing that I can think of. But I think, again, there wasn't a lot of opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
What forum would you have?
No, that's true. I was just wondering if like in any way, you know, that was a thing. Because
I mean, Ruby's definitely made fun of me before.
Well, that's the generation I'm talking about.
Right.
So funny. I mean,
she's definitely said things to me like, Mom, those sunglasses are lame. Those don't look good on you. And I'm like, why? She's like, you need your eyebrows to show a little bit. And I'm like, okay. I didn't know my eyebrows had to show. Just trying to, you know, not get more wrinkles around my eyes.
Yeah.
They're functional. My mom dressed for function for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Function only. But no, I just think that there were no forums to do that on a huge platform for a bunch of people to get together.
That's true because there was...
There wasn't social media,
so there really was nowhere to hide behind your words.
Right.
Hide behind a screen.
Yeah.
You know, there's no repercussion except for the fact that someone could just like also try and give you shit.
Right.
Through a computer.
Yeah.
Anyways, I still rock like a hybrid middle side part. I have a cowlick, which forces my hair to part in the back at a certain point. I can't fight against that. So... I'm just going to keep letting the hair do what it does, which is mostly messy.
I think that if you keep trying to chase the newest thing, first of all, it would be expensive.
Yeah.
I'm just supposed to get rid of all my clothes. Can't do that. I mean, there's definitely been things I pulled out of my closet that I was like, oh, no, I can't wear that anymore.
Yeah.
That's more of an age thing, though. I ride this line of feeling like I should be able to wear what I want.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody should. But then also, do I look like I'm trying too hard to be younger than I am? Like there's things that you would wear at your age that, like sometimes you'll pick something out and you'll go, oh, this is cute. And I'm like, no, you would wear that. Yeah, I won't wear that. I won't wear that.
Yeah. we both will wear our sleep turbans though.
Oh, for sure. Yep. Yep. We got our sleep turbans, guys.
From Mauve.
You tried yours last night. I didn't wrap mine up.
I did. I wore mine last night. I do move a lot in the night. So I remember at one point I noticed it like almost
being a side
twisted.
Turban.
Yeah. Being a side turban. And so I was like fixing
side
it.
Side turbans are totally out.
Damn it. I just got a turban and I'm already messing it up.
Yeah.
But then I went in the bathroom and I took it off and my hair felt really good.
Oh, good.
The only issue was that, but my hair was already kind of messed up like CBH, mm-hmm. you know, it was like pretty extreme.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't think there was any coming back from it. That's why I got in the shower at 7 a.m.
Sometimes you got to start over.
All the time.
You should tell everybody about your blanket you got.
Oh, okay.
Give Chelsea a shout out.
Yes, Chelsea Raylin.
We love you, Chelsea.
Chelsea sent me a present and for Easter. And I opened it up and I was like, took me a second to realize what it was. But it's a blanket that is a tortilla.
A flour tortilla.
A flour tortilla. So I could be wrapped up like a literal big round burrito. I'm going to show it to you.
We're gonna wrap ourselves in it.
If you're not watching it and you're just listening, it's looks exactly like a tortilla with a bunch of burn marks on it. Oh. Okay, in my defense, I don't have the bag here. It came in a package that had this
like a cartoon cat
on the front of it. And it was in like
it was just wrapped up.
So you could see the blanket through the wrapping. And what I was seeing, which turned out to be burn marks like on the tortilla, all I saw was cat. And then I was like, oh my God. I was telling my mom, I was like, oh, I think there's a bunch of cat buttholes. And I'm laughing. And then I'm like, oh no, those aren't cat buttholes. And I pull it out and I'm looking at it and I hadn't really seen that it was round. And I'm like holding it away from me and I'm looking at it. And then I looked back at the package and I noticed that the cat was double fisting. He had a burrito in one hand and a taco in the other. And that's when I realized it was a tortilla.
Tortilla. Yep.
Ding.
Anyways.
Here it is.
There it is. It's that. For those of you watching. It's so cute. Oh, dude, I didn't tell you. I was going to tell you this.
Okay.
Last night. So Brooke left my house last night. And it was dark in my kitchen. And there was this bag of something on the counter. And I can't remember what the name was, but for some reason I thought it was a bag of like nuts. And I reached into the bag and popped one in my mouth and it was fucking Maggie's dog treats.
Yeah, I left those here, huh?
Yep. Uh-huh.
How was it?
I knew exactly what it was and I just spit it back out so I didn't bite into it. But I was like, oh, what's this? I just grabbed it, popped it in my mouth. And I was like, oh, that is not,
my dad,
it's not nuts.
My dad has done that quite a few times.
It's so gross.
Just the other day at the ranch, I think
this is smoked Smokies or something. Yeah, I thought it was like smoked almonds or like walnuts. I don't know what I thought it was.
Yeah. He went to grab, had her bag of treats, different bag than the one you saw on the counter in the kitchen. And I'm watching him. And he walks in, he grabs it. And as he starts opening it, I didn't even register for like the first second that it were her treats. My first thought was like, oh shit, did you bring trail mix, Dad? Like I heard the package and I was like, I didn't realize we had any snacks here. And he starts opening and he looks at me and he goes, these are Maggie's treats, aren't they? I was like, yep.
Yep. Don't eat it.
He has many times put dog treats in his.
Yeah, it was pretty gross.
Went to eat it.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, and watching. Remember to... I know she's drinking water.
I was drinking my water. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, 5-star rating, 5-star warning, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.